بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي طريف عدي بن حاتم الطائي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: من حلف على يمين ثم رأى أتقى لله منها فليأت التقوى. رواه مسلم. This hadith has been narrated by Adi bin Hatim al-Tai radiallahu ta'ala an. Adi, who was the son of Hatim Tai, he was a Sahabi, but his father Hatim Tai died on kufr, disbelief. But Hatim Tai was known for his generosity. In Arabic, when a person talks about generosity, then the proverbial example is given of Hatim Tai, being generous like Hatim Tai. So Hatim Tai was a very generous person, and he would feed hundreds of people. This is his son narrating the hadith, Adi radiallahu ta'ala. He says, I heard Rasulullah saying, whoever takes an oath on something, then he sees something else which is more Allah conscious, then he should break that oath and do that which is more, has more taqwa in it, instead of keeping onto the oath that he had taken. So whoever takes an oath, and then he realizes an option in which there is greater Allah consciousness, taqwa, he should follow the option of Allah consciousness. What we should understand here is that an oath, a nadhar in Sharia, is a very serious matter. A person should not take a qasam unnecessarily. A person should not take a qasam which is a lie. If he takes an oath on something that he is going to do, then Sharia expects him to fulfill that oath. However, it should not be an oath on haram. And therefore this hadith is indicating to that point. For example, a person says, if this happens, then I will abandon salah, for example. Or if this comes right for me, I take an oath that I will drink wine. So obviously, what is more Allah consciousness is not to abandon salah and not to drink wine. So this is the meaning of this hadith. Whoever has taken an oath on anything, then he sees something, an option which is more Allah conscious, he should do that option which is more Allah conscious. And obviously he breaks this oath. But for breaking an oath, there is a kafara. There is a kafara that he has to give. And this kafara in the seventh para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has to feed or clothe 10 poor people, or he has to free a slave. And obviously when this is not possible, then he must keep roza for 3 days. He must keep 3 days consecutive fast. 3 consecutive days he has to keep roza. So this hadith is explaining to us 2 important things. Number one, the fact that yameen is the Arabic word for taking an oath, is something very serious in Sharia. And if somebody took an oath and he realizes that the oath he took was not a correct oath, and Allah consciousness demands something else, that he should break the oath and do contrary to that, then this is what he should do. But then he must give kafara for the oath that he has taken. عن أبي أمامة صدي بن عجلان الباهلي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب في حجة الوداع فقال: اتقوا الله وصلوا خمسكم وصوموا شهركم وأدوا زكاة أموالكم وأطيعوا أمراءكم تدخلوا جنة ربكم. رواه الترمذي في آخر كتاب الصلاة وقال: حديث حسن صحيح. أبو أمامة Al-Bahili radiallahu ta'ala says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving a khutbah, delivering a sermon on the farewell pilgrimage. SubhanAllah, and today the Hajjis will be now leaving for Arafat, may Allah ta'ala accept the Hajj. Rasulullah sallallahu gave the farewell pilgrimage, and 2 weeks ago we gave a few important points that Rasulullah had mentioned in the farewell pilgrimage, an excellent khutbah. There is the last khutbah in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama write, plus minus 80 days after that Rasulullah left this world. So in that Rasulullah gave various guidelines and instructions to the Ummah. And amongst the things that he had mentioned, that this Sahabi by the name of Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala, he says, I heard Rasulullah mentioning in that farewell pilgrimage, he says, ittaqullah fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore this hadith has been brought in this chapter by Al Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, the chapter on taqwa. He says, ittaqullah. Then, wasallu khamsakum, read your 5 daily salah. Wasumu shahrakum, keep roza in the month of Ramadan. Fasting in the month of Ramadan is compulsory upon us. وَأَدُّوا زَكَاتَ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. Whatever zakat that we have discharged, Rasulullah says, discharge the zakat of your wealth. وَأَطِيعُوا أُمَرَاكُمْ. And also obey your leaders. If you do so, تَدْخُلُوا جَنَّةَ رَبِّكُمْ. You will enter the Jannah, the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So normally we know about the five fundamentals of Islam, and in this particular hadith, وَأَطِيعُوا أُمَرَاءَكُمْ has been mentioned, that obey your leaders and those who have authority over you. However, if they command you to do something which is contrary to Sharia, then one should not obey the leader in that aspect. لَا طَاعَةَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. There is no obedience to any makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if Allah ta'ala is going to be disobeyed. So there shouldn't be any cause for rebelling against your leader unless the person now becomes an open kafir and he begins to make statements or open disbelief, then the people will go against the leader. Otherwise, they should be following whatever the authority has laid out for them and he has commanded. This is part of the teachings of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when the person is not contradicting anything against Islam, then the people should not rebel against him. However, the moment he does so, then they should not obey his instructions. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. We have thus far completed 6 chapters. May Allah grant us whatever we have read and understood. Give us tawfiq of making amal. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll be starting our takbirat al-tashriq in this country. Tomorrow will be the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. Today is still the 8th. After Fajr, it will commence. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. We should be read in an audible tone. It is wajib upon all of us to read it. The women folk will read it in a soft tone. They should not read it in loud tone, but it is compulsory upon them, wajib upon the men and women to read this takbirat al-tashriq. Right till Saturday, Asr will be the last, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, inshallah, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.